Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
Once again, we are so honored to have Tim Polis. He's with Revival Fellowship International. He's pastored. He's evangelized. He's also a motivational speaker to the body of Christ concerning exercise and diet. In fact, he helps train people in physical exercise. He is a multitask man, and he also is a father of three beautiful children, a wife he has that's a gorgeous lady, Elka. We love this family. We love this man of God. He will be back with us in just a few minutes.
want to be a part of your design. Guide me by the heart and show me what's the future. I want to leave a mark on history. I want to be used by you. I want to be used by you. So don't look me over. I'm waiting for you broken. I want to be used by you.
With Pastor Tim Polis with us today. It's such a joy to have you. There are those I know that are dealing with anxiety and fear and worry, and God wants them to walk in His peace.
That's right. And this peace is not relative to the peace of God. The peace that is the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5:23 is not a peace that God produces for you by fixing all your surroundings.
Okay.
This peace He wants to produce in you, so that no matter what your surroundings are, you can be internally secure and have an internal security of peace.
Now, we have discussed this, Pastor, that there are those that know how to walk in that peace.
That's right.
You shared yesterday how we have to cooperate with God for this peace.
That's right. We have to cooperate. There's some steps to maturing our peace, and we can cooperate with the Holy Spirit and co-labor with Him in producing that peace by, number one, living in God's Word.
Yes, living there.
Living in His written intention for our life, not being at war with the things that He has written in His Word for us to do. We can our internal peace will start with us just being at one with His Word.
And you shared out of Psalm 119, 165, that those who love the word of the Lord, they love the law of God. They don't get offended.
And they have peace, the word says.
They have peace.
They have peace who love thy law.
And nothing.
Yes.
And it say most things, nothing.
That's awesome.
Shall cause them to stumble. A report from the doctor. A report from the attorney.
Yes.
The IRS. Nothing is going to make them stumble.
That's right.
Be affected.
Right, because on the inside they've said, I love your law, or I love what you've written. I give it preeminence in my life. It's of the highest value in my life. If you say I'm healed, then I'm healed in spite of what the bad report is that I've had.
Yes. Now, you said you got to love the Word, and then the second step?
Believe the Word.
Believe the Word. Believe. A lot of people, this is where they struggle.
Right. I've struggled here myself, actually believing the Word. I've read the Word and I've said the Word, but I haven't always believed the Word that I've read and that I've said.
Okay.
And I think it's great that Jesus will help us believe the things that He says about us.
Okay.
Isn't that good?
Yes, it is.
God is so rich in His mercy. His hand is always out towards us, extended to help us do what's hard for us.
Yes, it is.
You know, I think sometimes we have this picture of God like, you know, if you can believe it, then you can have it, and good luck to the rest of you. So much for the rest of you faithless people. You get nothing. God is so good and so rich in His mercy and His love toward us that through His Son Jesus, He'll help us believe. I love the story in Mark 9:24 about the man who came to Jesus, and he was having a problem with his son. He was possessed by a spirit that had robbed him of speech. And actually, Mark 9, verse 18 said, whenever it seizes him, the spirit, it throws him to the ground. He foams at the mouth, gnashes his teeth, and he becomes rigid. And the guy said, I asked your disciples to drive out the spirit that they couldn't. This guy had lost his peace for sure.
Yes, he did.
And he was full of doubt and unbelief because Jesus' disciples weren't able to do what they were supposed to be able to do.
Wow.
And I can take great comfort because this man said to Jesus, help thou my unbelief.
Yes, he did.
I can't seem to be able to believe that what you say is true.
Mm-hmm.
can you help the fact that I can't believe? And I feel like there's people listening today.
That's right.
That's where they're at. I want to believe so bad. I just can't seem to believe that God has something good for me. I can't seem to believe that he wants to heal me.
Yeah.
God says to you today that he'll help your unbelief. When you stretch out his hand, your hand to him and say, Jesus, I can't seem to believe. Will you help my unbelief, my inability to believe what you say is true? Jesus wants to help you believe.
Yes.
God is so good.
Yeah.
The man said to Jesus, help thou my unbelief. And Jesus helped him and healed his son.
Mm-mm.
Oh, he said, the guy said actually to Jesus, he said, if you can, Jesus said, everything is possible for one who believes. And the boy's father said, I do believe. Help me overcome my belief. And Jesus said, all right, I'll take care of it. And he cast that spirit out. He said, you deaf and mute spirit, I command you to come out of him and never enter him again. And that boy was healed.
Mm.
He helped his unbelief.
Yes,
but that guy
did.
Was honest with God.
Thank
to
you,
restore,
Jesus.
Have your peace totally restored, you got to get honest with God. Say, God, I just on my own. I'm not capable of believing that you mean good for me, that you can do what you said you were going to do. Be honest with God. He knows anyway.
Yes, he does. I love, what was it, Gloria Copeland's mother, our grandmother, she was trying to get her to confess the word and say, and she says, Gloria, you can't con God.
He knows.
So you might as well say, Lord, I am struggling here. I choose to believe, but I need your help to do that.
Yes. Yeah. I think sometimes when we're dealing with, I don't want to isolate anybody, but church people, if there's any of those listening
today.
Hey,
that would be me.
And me, too.
Yeah.
Sometimes we don't want to admit that we can't believe. It may be because we've been serving God a long time. It may be because we just don't like to admit that we can't do something.
Mm-hmm.
But I found when I'm the most honest with God,
He
can work to a greater degree in my life.
Yes, he can. And desires to. And desires to. He's for you now. He is for you now. Well, today, before you go, Pastor Tim, there are those that they don't know what peace is. It's been so long since that peace. Maybe they know Jesus, but they're not walking in that peace.
Mm.
Maybe it's the environment in which they live. Maybe it's circumstances around them that all of those problems, they've kept their eyes there instead of really getting close to the shepherd, getting close to the Lord and believing his word.
Mm.
What would you say to them today?
I would say to them right now, ask God. In fact, we just do that right now. We ask God for a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit right now. We ask you, Lord, to pour out your Spirit right now, afresh and anew on the inside of them. And Holy Spirit, begin to work and to produce peace on the inside of them right now in Jesus' name. And we say right now that we speak to the person and we pray, God, that they would even begin to co-labor with Holy Spirit to produce peace in their life by obeying the word of God and lining up with God's word right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, work right now. Pour out by your sovereign power and grace over that person.
Yes, Lord.
To produce the supernatural fruit of the Spirit, peace, so that they'll be able to walk in peace regardless of the situation. I hear the Lord say that there's peace coming.
Mm-hmm.
That there's going to be, even as you listen right now, that he's pouring out peace in your ears right now.
That's right.
And going down into your spirit right now in situations that all your life have caused you unrest and all your life have caused you turmoil. You're going to rise up above. You're going to rise up strong and you're going to be able to stand up straight. And what caused you to buckle and overcome before, you're going to have great peace in the middle of that storm. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Pastor, for being with us and also for helping us with the coaching CD this month on a different topic of exercise, being motivated to get off the couch, move, be healthy. We thank you for all your help here at He's Alive.
Will your grace run out if I let you? So all I know is how to run. I am a sinner if I It's not one thing, it's another. Caught up in words, tangled in lies. But you are a savior, and you take brokenness aside and make it beautiful, beautiful. Will you call
you are a savior and you take broken.
I so appreciate Pastor Tim for being with us and talking about peace. God's peace is our peace when we receive Him. Sometimes circumstances happen. Sometimes we taste the bitter waters of life. But I am so thankful that He sweetens those waters up through the cross of Calvary. Father, right now, in Jesus' name, I pray for each one that has lost their peace or their filled with hurt and pain and discouragement, for a mother that's burdened for her daughter. Oh God, for that one that's burdened for that grandson, for that unsaved spouse, that one that's living with persecution because of the sin in the home, strengthen their heart right now. I pray for the salvation of this family. I pray for your wisdom in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, I pray for those that are sick in body right now. You are our healer. Whether it's a cold or a terminal illness, I thank you, God, nothing's too hard for you. Nothing's too difficult for you. For that back pain right now that's severe, God, I thank you that you're the healer. For that one that's struggling with shingles, I pray for total deliverance even now in the body, in Jesus' name. For that one that has a sickness in the skin and it's spreading, I thank you, Lord, that the shame is gone. And I thank you, Jesus, for healing them. There's someone right now trying to quit smoking and you've been so frustrated and you felt like giving up. I just thank you, Jesus, right now. They're not giving up. They're not quitting. I thank you, your grace is sufficient to see them through to total victory. And the Lord just said to tell you that you're so close to your breakthrough. Don't give up now. It may be hard. It may be difficult, but just a little while longer and you're going to break through to total victory in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you right now that you're our help. You're our strengthener. You're our comforter. You're all that we need at this time. Thank you for healing all that are listening, sick in body, from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Thank you, Jesus, that they are healed now because of you, Lord. In your name, amen and amen. The coaching CD for the month of May, you don't want to miss it. You will be motivated to do what you know is right to do, to get healthy and to take care of the physical body and exercise. A lot of times we know what to do. We know how to do it. We just don't do it because we are not motivated. We don't want to. Well, this CD will motivate you, put the passion, the fire in your heart to do what God would have you to do. And I talked with Tim Polis, great motivational speaker to the body of Christ. It will be a blessing to you. We need you to stand with us here at He's Alive Radio. Here we are coming in the middle of the month. And before long, we need to know that you are going to be a part of He's Alive Radio for it to continue in your area. Would you write to us today? He's Alive Radio, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536. That's He's Alive Radio, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536. Or you can give online right now at he'salive.net. Tomorrow, I have a surprise guest. Yeah, I do. A surprise guest. Well, maybe I'll tell you. Mother's Day is coming up Sunday, and my mother's going to join us right here on Connected. And it's going to be a wonderful time. I have a godly, wonderful mom, and you will enjoy what she has to say. I love you in Jesus. Until tomorrow, bye-bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at he'salive.net or at He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.